Today we welcome our new listeners on the Mighty 920, KDHL in Faribault, Minnesota. Across from the radio station, you'll find a bank that attracts some people just to see the interesting items inside, including something called the Mighty Faribault that helped do work on the farm before the days of tractors. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The State Bank of Faribault was established in 1919. As Bank President John Carlander explains, he wanted this building to be more than just a financial institution.
Because of the community support, we thought it would be important to share some of the history of Faribault.
The interior of this bank is quite a sight. In some ways, it resembles a museum. One of John's prized items on display is a Faribault gas engine, built in the days before tractors even existed. John went to an auction in Wisconsin to purchase one of the rare engines, but was unsuccessful. 3 months later, a unique opportunity arose.
Some individuals had discovered a refurbished Faribault gas engine in Kenyon, Minnesota. So I was invited to go over and take a look at it, and I was able to convince the current owner at that time to sell it to the State Bank of Faribault with the idea that it would be on display.
This is a small but mighty engine on wheels, used as a stationary power source for farm machinery. It was built here in town and was known as the Mighty Faribault.
I know what it took to get it in here. I can only imagine moving that around on the farm with horses. If you look at the wheels, I think they're quite narrow. I'm surprised they weren't wider back then. I'm sure that once the unit was in place, it was not a favorable thing to move it.
People come here to take care of their finances, but some just come to visit items like the Mighty Faribault engine that is on display.
Our slogan around here is "Our interest is you," and we make dreams come true. So to share Faribault's history with not only Faribault people, it's pretty neat.
But there's much more inside this bank, including a working beer bottling line. Really? It's next time as we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.